Hello and welcome to Too Good Sports. I'm Gareth Stewart.
And I'm Simon Hunter.
How you doing? Well, a busy weekend for sport yet again, Simon.
Another very, very busy one indeed. And like myself, you've been keeping an eye on everything that's been happening, haven't you?
Yeah, well, I suppose we'll start with the football, of course, the Premier League. Well, you've got the big wins.
Yeah, for sure. So big wins for Man City and also for Arsenal. Liverpool as well. The three of those teams are level in points at the top of the table. Man City are still leading. Yeah. In terms of goal difference, but they enjoyed weekends that Man United just didn't.
Man United didn't have a good weekend all round. As we said on the radio earlier on, that it seemed to be more the weekend for managers getting sent off and getting into trouble. But yesterday we did chat about Mourinho, of course, in his private life. He sort of spoke to the press about being locked up in this hotel room and being a wee bit depressed.
It didn't sound too good midweek, Gareth. He was talking about life in Manchester being a disaster, to use his term. He said that his family was down in London, everyone was based in London, and he was up in Manchester living in a hotel, and it just wasn't kind of seemingly fitting in, you know?
Yeah, you think you could afford a few friends.
What are you trying to say about how to get friends?
But yeah, he was saying that he was depressed, maybe, and the fact that the big expensive players aren't performing just as well as they should have, and I think maybe everything's just getting on top of him. But he is an outspoken man anyway. This isn't the first time this has happened.
No, for sure. And you can imagine, you know, there has been a lot of speculation about whether the pressures are just mounting. The other day they drew 0-0 with Burnley in the Premier League, the game we're talking about, when Mourinho had a word about the referee's decision not to award a penalty. Uh-huh. Now, Man United, bear in mind, had 37 shots. Yeah. And Tom Heaton, the goalkeeper for Burnley, played an absolute blinder to keep them to 0-0. Mm-hmm. So just, I think with everything going on, you could imagine that pressure seemed to be mounting on Mourinho.
Current situation with that then?
Well, yes, Mourinho is currently awaiting an FA decision. Now, basically, that's to do with the touchline ban, Gareth.
Another manager that got himself into a bit of diss at the weekend.
Well, yeah, we draw that back to local football. Yeah. Now, Crusaders and Linfield, top of the table Crusaders, and second place Linfield went head-to-head at Windsor Park on Saturday. And interestingly enough, the last time the sides met, Gareth, in the Danske Bank Premiership, it was a 0-0 draw. It was a 0-0 draw again on Saturday. Nine players were booked. Uh-huh. Nine players were booked. And manager Stephen Baxter of Crusaders was sent off for comments he made. He said it was unacceptable as a decision to send him off and so on. So it was an interesting weekend for managers.
Nine players booked.
Absolutely,
it must
have
been something with the Halloween weekend.
You think there's some sort of a spell on everyone?
GAA then, Simon.
Yes, yesterday we had the quarterfinals in the Ulster Club Senior Football Championship. Slaton Neale, the Derry side, are looking to make it a sort of a treble, if you like. Now, their Camogues won the Ulster title, and last weekend the hurling team won the title. And yesterday they won their match against Derrygunley by 12 points to 7 points. So things going well for them. Elsewhere, Killyclocher beat Carrigan 210-18. Kilcoo beat Glenswilly 112-16. And the other match was Machree 113, Remore United 110.
Moving on to the cost of players. Now, this is something that we mentioned. I think it was the second or third podcast that we'd done. Yep. Is there going to be a time when they have to cap the money that they pay and the wages that the players get? Now, the reason why we're chatting about this, of course, Beale. Now, on Saturday and Sunday, we did sort of say on the radio that there was rumours going around about 600,000 and 700,000. I know one of the papers said that he was going to be getting £750,000 a week. I think, realistically, today they're sort of confirming about 650.
Yeah, yeah.
That's just a full monumental figure. £100,000 less than what we thought originally. It's a wonder he's dead.
Yeah, you do wonder. You're right. You know, you do wonder where's this going to end? Is it going to end? Are the salaries going to keep increasing? And are we going to see a cap come in at some stage? Because it's just stratospheric right now.
£650,000 a week. I'm sure my other half would have a pretty good go at it. There'd be a lot of shopping done. What about the rugby then?
Yeah, disappointing weekend for Ulster. Now, it's been a very, very sad couple of weeks. We've mentioned several times the tragic passing of Munster coach Anthony Foley. Munster then defeated Glasgow Warriors by 38 points to 17 in the European Champions Cup last weekend. First game back in the Pro 12 after that tragic news. They came up to the King's Banner Friday night and beat Ulster 15 points to 14. Rory Scannell with 3 points towards the end to win the game for Munster. So very, very disappointing for Ulster. They seem to be in quite a few of these close games this season, you know?
Notice the Ulster guys have put a nice plaque up in memory of Foley as well, actually, which was a nice touch.
It was
nice touch from the guys. So we'll move on then. Belfast Giants, how have they been performing?
performing pretty well, but still a bit of a mixed weekend for them in terms of results. They beat Brayhead Clan 3-2 on Saturday night, and they missed out in the double, Gareth. They lost 5-2 to the league leaders Cardiff Devils last night. So a bit mixed for them.
Plenty on this weekend as well with the sport then.
Absolutely, yes. And as we've always mentioned, we'll keep you updated each and every hour.
And of course, we'll have another podcast on Friday when we'll look ahead to what's going to be happening over the weekend. Thank you for listening.
Look forward to it. Thank you.